As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big gas. SEPTA is always a major, major player in our area. One of the top two or three things you can talk about. And right now in the middle, here's the headline. SEPTA budget, 45% service cut, 21.5% fare increase, and workforce reductions to fill the ongoing deficit. Joining us to address this and tell us what he sees as the chair of SEPTA is Ken Lawrence, the SEPTA board chairman on the Dom Giordano show. Mr. Chairman, thanks for asking to come on. We're happy to host you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dom, and please call me Ken.
Ken, thank you. We will do that. So, Ken, I guess the big question I have with this crisis moment, that'd be fair to call it, why? What is it that has happened, in your view, that we're looking at a doomsday scenario here?
Dom, we have been talking about this for the past 2 years or so. We knew that this was coming. We called it the fiscal cliff. In 2020, during the pandemic, we kept the system running. We kept the system running so our first responders could get to their work. But clearly, we had a loss of fare during that time. The federal government had provided money to kind of bridge the gap there. SEPTA has been historically underfunded by the Commonwealth, and we knew that this moment was coming. When the staff prepared the initial budget, they had fare increases, they had service cuts, and we still had a $100 million deficit to fill there. So we as a board have asked the staff to put this forward, to show the public, to show the legislature, to show all the stakeholders in this, that this is what a balanced budget looks like. It's called public transit for a reason. SEPTA was created because seven companies went bankrupt that used to provide this. And we decided as a Commonwealth then that it was a valuable function. It was valuable to our citizens. But we're at the moment now where it has to be funded properly.
All right. How long have you been chairman, Ken?
I have been chairman. I first became chairman in February of 2024.
Okay.
It's a one-year term. I was just reelected as chair. I can tell you, Dom, as you know, we have a 15-member board. I made 14 calls asking for support. I said, I'd like your support for chair, unless you would like to do it, in which case I'd be happy to nominate you. I didn't get any takers on that, so I was reelected as chair.
I didn't know that. So let's address several things that the listeners bring up. And I know it's not all of SEPTA. There are several parts that seem to be very safe. Give us a sense, then, of the violence part of this. I see statistics, Commonwealth Foundation and others, and I can't say in the last few months I've seen epidemic of violence on SEPTA. The one I would ride, and I haven't ridden in a while, is a Broad Street line, but the Frankfurt line and things of that nature. There are widespread senses of not just violence, but open drug use, things like that. You've seen the exposés on this, and they've been backed up by various media outlets covering it. Where are we with that? That's one of the things associated with it, as you know.
So in 2024, Dom, we had the single largest drop in serious crime on the system in the 43-year history of our SEPTA Police Department. And we need to continue to work on that. Clearly, we exist in an ecosystem. So if there's going to be some of these things in society, they are going to end up on SEPTA as well. But we're committed to that. We have 248 uniformed police officers now. That's our largest force in over a decade. So we've had 350 fewer incidents, a 42% decrease in robberies, a 42% decrease in criminal assaults on employees, a 45% decrease in serious crimes across Center City. So I love to see all those numbers at zero, and we're going to continue to work on that. On the drug use issue, yeah, that's on the Market Frankfurt L. And we need to keep working on that. I ride the L, not on a daily basis or a regular basis. I've seen some things that I don't want to see. It's hard to have our officers everywhere. And I feel a lot of this just goes back to 2020 when we kind of had a societal breakdown. And we're playing catch up to get that back. But, you know, I had a rider tell me that he'll take the L when he's going to work, but he won't take his daughter on the L when he needs to take her to school. It shouldn't be that way. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. That's why it's public transit. We need the workers. We need the parents to be able to use the system to get to where they need to go.
Two things on that, though. That's getting more into the quality of life here we're talking about than just violence. Cameras we once had on, he's no longer there. So, and he was a good guy. He was willing to come on. We had an incident in Upper Darby, you may remember, that made a lot of news, and we asked him about the cameras, and he said, yes, we have a lot of cameras, but then said we don't have enough people watching them so that we can react to this versus just having boots on the ground on every train.
We are increasing personnel in the control center, in the camera room, so yes, so that we can use that to be able to send officers out to where they're needed. We have footage from over 30,000 stations, vehicle cameras. So we have a great chief, Chief Lawson, who is working on making sure that we're deploying people and using data to actually know where we need to send the officers to determine hotspots so that we can get officers where they need to be.
Now, on some of those stations on the L principally, but I guess even in Center City, Ken Lawrence with us, SEPTA board chair. Ken, we've talked about over the years, haven't seen it quite as much. The homeless, people that are using this, in fact, it looked like they took over certain, I wouldn't say quite Kensington, but in that general area, there were bouts with SEPTA police and police in general, and even riding the trains. What's the policy, or do you need some help legally or some enforcement around that? Because these are quality of life issues that often come up.
So, Dom, I feel fare evasion is critical to all of this. Because I think when you don't pay the fare, that's the first crime that you commit there. And when we look at a lot of incidents and we look at a lot of these things, the people aren't paying the fare, so they don't respect the ride. You know that we have a special prosecutor that was signed and passed. I'll actually be meeting with him tomorrow. We're going to ask him to start prosecuting fare evasion. That's not something that our officers will cite and do that. But we have to get to back to you have to pay for the ride. It all starts there for me.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to slow down on that. That's news here that I hear you saying this. And not being critical, I'm just saying that's great. That's exactly what we knew way back when, broken windows, that in New York, you're not going to recognize the ride if you can fare evade. So the special prosecutor, you're asking to do that. Is that not being enforced by, it's the law, and it's a critical thing here. Are we not seeing that from the DA's office or the police?
We'd like to see more. We'd like to see more of it from the DA's office. They definitely prosecute the serious crimes, as you call them. But I think we need to get to those quality of life crimes. And I think the special prosecutor is the perfect avenue to do that. You know, usually when there's a violent incident on the system, one of the first questions I ask Dom is, did they fare evade when we catch the perpetrator? And 9.9 times out of 10, it started with fare evasion. So, you know, we need to send a message. We need to do what we need to do so that people understand that, yeah, we're not going to, it's whack-a-mole. We're never going to get everyone who does it. But I want people to feel that there can be a consequence for that. And I think now in some places that they feel that there's no consequence. I hate to go back to 2020 again, but you know, during 2020, we weren't charging, we weren't going. So we've got to reestablish that behavior again.
Absolutely.
You need to pay for the ride.
I wanted to ask about the special prosecutor part of this. What has the special prosecutor been doing, if anything? And, you know, it's not confidential, but what can you tell us? You're meeting with them tomorrow. What has been going on, if anything, with the special prosecutor?
So I'm meeting tomorrow to hear more about what's been going on. I understand that he's been staffing up, that he needed to get some trial attorneys.
Okay.
So I understand that has happened now. So that's why I'm meeting tomorrow to say, okay, what's the plan now? You've had some time to meet with stakeholders. You've had some time to get some staff in place. But when are we going to start seeing some cases?
How long has the special prosecutor, I'm sorry to be ignorant on that, but I'm a little unclear. How long has the special prosecutor been in place?
Well, I think it's coming up on a year now. I'd have to, you know, you can fact check me on that.
Yeah, not on you, but I mean, I get staffing up and checking things, but, you know, this is a crisis thing. And you realize the brand of SEPTA, I would say, you know, you can differ, Ken, if you want to. I mean, the brand of SEPTA is bogged down by violence, but maybe even more quality of life things like this that we're talking about. And fare evasion, I couldn't tell you how thrilled I am on this show. I haven't seen that in public discussion. That's a priority of yours. That, to me, is exactly sending the right message. But a year? Wow.
Yeah. As I said, I feel that will change the tone a lot for these quality of life issues and these serious crime issues. If we feel that fare evasion, that there's a consequence for that. You know, we've also been piloting gates at the 69th Street terminal that have definitely have had an impact there. So as we have time to get out, we can get these gates other places too. You know, I can't jump over one of the gates, but for someone younger can definitely do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's a priority. It's a priority of the board. It's a priority for staff. It's a priority for our riders.
All right. Now, one other area, too, and that's why I asked you your term as chairman of the board, that SEPTA, we get it moving into green technologies and the like. But there have been, and I'm not going to do the whole laundry list, but I know the rail cars with the Chinese. We also, a lot of listeners complaining about King of Prussia, some of the things that didn't work there. There have been problems with the system of paying and getting, you know, through technology with SEPTA. And I'm sure when you go to Harrisburg, some of these state legislators that are way outside the mass transit zones, they bring these things up. So what is your response with that kind of backdrop, even if it's not fully on your watch, when you're asking for more money here?
Look, we made some big bets, and some of them have not paid off. We need to own that, and we need to move forward. So, I mean, the facts are the facts there. So there's no denying that. I think it's important for our legislators and our riders and our non-riders as well to know that we know that self-help is part of this. We've done a pay freeze for top management. We've had a hiring freeze on management positions, canceled third-party contracts. You know, we've eliminated discretionary staff and travel. So we've had $30 million in savings just from that alone, and we're not done there either. We're looking to do revenue enhancement wherever we can. We've reinstituted parking fees at all the stations now that had been put on hiatus during 2020. We brought that back. You know, we had a fare increase last year of 7.5%. And we're looking at other ways with advertising, revenue from stations' naming rights, you know, whatever we can do to bring in funds on our own as well. But the bottom line is, we can cut, but at some point it starts cutting into service.
So that would be some of the cuts with service. You're talking about a 9 p.m. service would stop?
So 9 p.m., as it's been explained to me, Dom, is that gives them another – that can they can actually take a shift off then. So actually reducing service doesn't necessarily reduce your personnel that you need to run it. But if you say, okay, we don't have any service past 9 p.m. then there's not that third shift that comes in. Actually reducing service, you know, you lose ridership with that as well. So when staff was looking at it, the only way to really cut significantly into the deficit is to look at completely eliminating service. So the five train lines were Kenwood and Chestnut Hill West, which are the lowest ridership lines. And then we have three lines where we pay Amtrak. It's Amtrak tracks. So we pay them $65 million a year. So if we weren't running on the Paley Thorndale, then we don't have to pay Amtrak that money.
I have two things here. The fare evasion, you can probably tell, is right up my alley. Makes a lot of sense in everything we've talked about. And two, naming these subway stops, I love that. That's entrepreneurial. That's showing good faith here with that. How many SEPTA stops are there? Well, I guess down near the ballpark, right? Is that AT&T?
Well, of course you have NRG.
Right.
You have Penn Medicine. In University City, you have Drexel as well, the 30th Street station, the public transit portion of it, Wawa, and Jefferson. Of course,
okay.
Jefferson, sometimes I slip them and I go back to Market Street, but it's the Jefferson station, and we love Jefferson.
Well, you know, I'd love to have the Talk Radio 1210 station. I will. Greg Stocker is always our program brand manager. Always looking for branding opportunities.
I will have our marketing people. I will have our marketing people get in touch. We can make a good deal with you. And Dom, I do just want to say that's an area where we're a national leader in that. And other transit agencies actually come to us and say, how are you doing it? So, you know, we have issues, and there's always going to be issues, but you know, we're a leader certainly in that area.
Ken Lawrence, when's the timeline on this now for listeners when this comes to a head? Where are we counting down with the clock on all this?
Well, we need to pass a budget. The way this process works is staff proposed this. There'll be two public hearings that'll be coming up. We have to get public input. And then it's up to the board to vote on this at our June board meeting. Now, if the governor's budget proposal is included in the budget, you know, this would mostly go away. So the way it's staggered out is the cuts wouldn't happen immediately. But we would have our fall schedule out in August. So that's when you would start to see things. But some of the other things I've talked about, we already have underway and will continue to have underway. As you're well aware, you know, the budget, I don't know if it's going to pass. The state budget is supposed to pass on June 30th. That can be a movable date at this point. So we're going to continue to make the case. I mean, we're talking to our legislators in the Southeast, but we're talking to legislators across the state. You know, we're a commonwealth. Southeastern PA provides about 40% of the tax revenue for the state. So I think everyone has skin in this game. I think even if you're here, one of your listeners is not a regular SEPTA rider. You know, we're keeping 700,000 people a day off the highways, off the roadways. So, you know, I think we're a commonwealth, And I don't view this as a regional issue. Pittsburgh has their own challenges that they're facing. And all 67 of our counties have some level of public transit. It doesn't look like SEPTA in all those places. But, you know, we have public transit across the state. We're the biggest, right? So we have the most to lose here. But this isn't just a SEPTA issue. This is a public transit issue.
Ken, thank you so much. Thanks for reaching out to Dan. As this continues, as we move a month or so, if you'd like to come back for an update, we'd like to talk.
I'm happy to come back at any time and talk. If you're hearing from your listeners questions that they're having or frankly, concerns and complaints. You know, I'm a regular rider myself, and trust me, our interim GM knows when I'm on the system and when something's not going right. So, you know, I'm happy to carry that feedback as well.
Thank you, Ken. Come back again soon. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ken Lawrence, SEPTA Board Chairman, and Dan, reaching out to you. That was pretty good stuff.
Yeah,
look, you know, I jumped at the idea. I was glad to hear him say the fare evasion is exactly a causal element here. And you know where we're going with that? Does the rest of media do their job? It came up, this special prosecutor has been there a year now. And he's meeting with him tomorrow. And you know who? This is very much like the shoplifting thing. Larry Krasner is not going to prosecute fare evasion. If you have people evading fares, that's problematic. He's exactly right. It's a window into a lot of this stuff. Love to get your reaction. Thanks to Dan behind the scenes setting everything up. That's what we try to bring you. I think it's the first time I've talked to a sitting chairman. Not allowed to say sitting, Dom. A chairman of the SEPTA board, 15 members, maybe that's too much. We know the foibles. We know some of the boondoggles here. And, I would like to see Talk Radio 1210 station getting off here. Oh,
no, come on. You got to get it. No, Dom Show Station.
Well, Dom Show Station, too.
How much do you think it costs?
How much? $1 million.
I have no idea. You think it's $1 million for naming rights for one of these things?
For a year?
At least.
Really?
Yeah, probably. Wow. When you're hearing Wawa and Jefferson, then Dom Giordano. Yeah, well, we're on the same page.
You think that's something I can ask him and find out?
I have Dom Giordano Productions as long as I have filming rights to whatever happens at that stop.
Naming rights? Sorry.
You go ahead.
Naming rights can cost millions, with deals ranging between $3.1 million for a five-year agreement to $5.4 million for a 10-year agreement.
I think Greg Stocker.
Drexel paid $3.1 million for a five-year deal to rename 30th Street Station to Drexel Station at 30th Street.
Yeah.
Wawa paid $5.4 million for a 10-year agreement to name a new regional rail station after them.
Well, how about if we gave them in kind? You know, like we'll do a radio broadcast from there. We'll publicize SEPTA. You know, we'll have their people on. Does that cut the bill down? Let's look into that, Dan.
That's a good question.
No, he's gonna follow up, and he's gonna send you the material. Then we'll talk about it.
Jefferson Station, $4 million for 5 years.
I can see, Dan. I reject it. I don't like that spot. I don't like Wyoming. I want it. Well, first of all, it'd have to be in South Philly. That's where I would do it. Not Germantown. None of that. It's in South Philly.
Who's doing the negotiating? Like Jefferson had to pay $4 million for Jefferson Station.
Yeah.
But Penn Medicine only had to pay $3.3 million for 5 years for Penn Medicine Station.
Ah, you know. Well, we'll put Henry in charge of that then.
It's easier. Exactly. Jefferson's the bigger station.
Yeah, but look.
Is that what it is?
Okay, I'm thrilled, though.
But Drexel only paid $3.1 million for 30th Street.
Wow. Yeah, 30th Street would be one of the biggies, I think. Yeah. All right, so I don't want Fern Rock. That used to be the end of the line. Is Fern Rock still the end of the line? I never liked Fern Rock. You know, like you go to sleep and you wake. I had to go to LaSalle on the subway. LaSalle stop, Alwany. That's a big hub. A lot of trouble there, too. So
the Dom Giordano Station. Yeah.
And the last time I've been on a subway was 2016. I had to go downtown. You couldn't get there. I guess we could have Ubered then, but station wouldn't pay for it. So I had to take it back and forth from 4th and Market. Dan, when's the last time you've been on? You wanted to go on the subway when the Eagles won in 2017 with Maisie, I think.
Yeah.
You were asking.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, no way. I don't think you did it.
No.
I think I was last ridden on, I don't know, January.
Okay. Henry's more adventurous. All right. You get in. Give me a reaction to the chairman of SEPTA. You heard the come on. Let's get on the special prosecutor, Dan. Would you put that on your list? I think Ken would be the guy to go. He'll make it happen. Maybe even tomorrow. after the meeting, Friday. I want to hear what he's looking at. This is Larry Krasner again. He's not going to prosecute something like fare evasion. He probably thinks people are poor. They ought to be able to jump up. He probably thinks if you're athletic enough to get over it, come on, you ought to be able to do it. I think Henry would be able to jump the fare. I don't know, Dan, about you and me at this point.
Yeah, I can jump it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No.
I can jump 3 inches.
All right.
It's not a very tough jump.
No.
You use your hands.
Is
you
it more of a hurdle
yeah,
or more of a...
Yeah, it's more of a hurdle.
Okay. It's a hurdle. Yeah, it's a, you push your hand on it, and you kind of slide over
Henry
it.
Henry seems like he's experienced.
But watch that turnstile. You get no hit comment. With that. That the turnstile hit could be damaging.
We're way overdue for a break.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. 855-839-1210. Yes, and it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Okay, Dan, we're playing for Lawrence Fishburne today, I believe, again. We are playing, that's right, The Amateur, an all-new espionage thriller from 20th Century Studios starring Oscar winner Rami Malek, Bohemian Rhapsody, credit. An Academy Award nominee, Lawrence Fishburne, What's Love Got to Do with a Pair of Fandango Movie Codes to See The Amateur from 20th Century Studios. Rated R, only in theaters and IMAX. All right, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, so a common theme that we have here on the Money Melody is we love to play popular songs related to the side question, played in a different language, and ask what language it's being sung in. But today, we're doing the reversal. I'm going to play someone that's very well known for singing in another language, singing in English, covering a very popular song, and we want to know who this international superstar is. Dom, should I reveal what today is, Henry?
No, not unless we get some misses.
Okay, yeah. So Dom, we want to know who this singer is, known for singing in a different language, singing in English. Take a listen. I love it, Dom. So who is that singer known for singing in a different language, singing in English there, Dom, international superstar?
No, maybe that's too much of a clue. I asked you off air before you give me the answer. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that, and you're gone off to the movies. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Jim Burns, this is my wife Barbara Burns. We've been clients of Crash Proof since 2022. A fiduciary is a person who is obligated to take care of the clients that they're dealing with. And that's what Crash Proof Retirement is all about.
What I like about being with Crash Proof Retirement is the fact that we will never lose any of our investments. We know it's there and it's safe and it's going to earn us some money.
And we actually made a significant amount of money and there's no surprises. We know exactly what we're getting. We're shown what we're getting. I've been retired for 10 years and we've never had a fear that we're going to outlive our money. Because with the investments that we've made through Crash Proof, the money's always there.
Actually, you've been retired 17 years. You've been having so much fun. You forgot how long it's been.
Schedule an appointment or register for our next event at the Mendenhall Inn on April 22nd, 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
This is Bill Hoffman, president of Hoffman's Exterminating. We've been protecting Delaware Valley homes and businesses from pests for 35 years, all while supporting our local community. We also support those who protect us, our veterans. Robert Rutherford, our Director of People and Culture, served 10 years in the U.S. Marine Corps. We at Hoffman's have made a commitment to hiring veterans. Our veterans are valued, and the skills you learn in the military are transferable. Join the Hoffman's family and visit us at HoffmansExterminating.com.
This April, during Chevy Truck Month at Hester Chevrolet, purchase a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 just $43,999. For a great lease offer, drive home in a 2025 Chevy Trax just $279 a month. Or a 2025 Chevy Equinox just $319 a month, both for 36 months. Hester Chevy, Philly's trusted Chevy dealer. Check us out online at HesterChevy.com. Call 267-343-9094 for details. Together, let's drive.
Hester Chevrolet!
Fargo, your virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Fargo is only available on the smartphone versions of the Wells Fargo mobile app. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, this is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. I've been talking about myself for all these years. Now it's time for you to hear from one of our great clients.
Investor Schooling lives up to the promises. Larry's a great teacher, teaches about the whole new approach to thinking about money. I've taken to heart many of the things that he's taught me, and my financial life has improved.
Come to Investor Schooling, and you could be just like Charlie and change your financial life. Go to investorschooling.com. We will see you Thursday.
Hey, it's Rich Zeoli. Are you looking for a lawn care service that delivers great results and is safer for your family and pets? That's why I chose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. Their custom approach uses organic fertilizers and safer weed and insect controls, ensuring a healthier lawn season after season. Right now, take advantage of their limited time offer. Free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED today. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
How would you like to have Joel Embiid, Charles Barkley, and Chip Snapper at your next event? Hire Joe Conklin, the man of 1,000 voices for corporate events and private parties.
We hired Joe Conklin, a comedian. The guy's fantastic.
We hired Joe for our sales meeting, and he was hilarious. He had everyone from our top management down to the peons cracking up laughing.
We had Joe Conklin, so we did not stop laughing for the whole show.
Hire Joe Conklin now for corporate events and private parties. Go to JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com!
Free speech lives here with Don Sensland, 10 till noon, on Odyssey's number one talk station, 1210 WPHT.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right, international singer Dan turning it up today, usually singing in another language, this time in English.
Yeah, and here's another sample, Dom. Take a listen. We want to know who this singer is. So good.
But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you did me wrong.
All right, pretty good cover, but the originator of the song just can't be topped. It's like Sinatra country with My Way. That's a good attempt, though. All right, Lindsay in Valley Forge on Talk Radio 1210. Lindsay, who's singing?
Selena.
Yay! Yes.
Wow.
Very good. Nicely played,
number
Lindsay.
One.
Absolutely. I will put you on hold.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lindsay, and we'll get your prize
the
to you.
The queen of Tejano music, Dom.
Right.
Sorry. What's the prize?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne and the amateur Rami Malek and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to cut off your...
Okay.
But yeah. Queen of Tejano music, Selena there. A horrible story, as we all know, murdered at a young age when just getting going. This concert soon before that tragic event, Dom. But today is her birthday, April 16th, 1971. Selena was born.
All right.
You a fan of hers?
I've never heard her enough, but
me neither.
What I have heard, yes.
Yesterday I was watching some Coachella videos, went down a hole and ended up in Selena videos performing in Houston. And man, I am a huge fan after watching some of her concerts. She is both beautiful and an amazing singer.
I've been distracted by this because Minnie, oh my God. You know, Minnie's very kind to...
What, who?
Oh, my God. The Henrys.
Oh, Henry?
The Henry Machete. Oh, my God.
Yeah, see what Dom's talking about? YouTube.com/@1210WPHT.
This is... We have to send... We have to blow this up and put it outside the station. All of ours. First of all, Minnie, very kind to me, the waistline thing. I don't wear the dark jeans, though. And the shoes, look, I don't know where she got those from. It would be sneakers. Just small things. Let's go. You can see it, youtube.com.
No, those look like your... No, those sneakers are pretty... Because you have those Hey Dudes that are the same color.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Hey Dudes. That's true.
They look very similar to the Hey Dudes. And you got the suit coat over your Because It's My Business shirt.
Queens of Stone Age is the shirt that you have.
I don't know why, but I do like the Queens of Stone Age.
Okay.
But I love the dog.
The dog is
Callie
perfect.
Is there. It looks exactly like Callie, which is freaky.
Okay.
And you got a box of Lurchables.
That's perfect.
Is that a joke on purpose? Because I don't know if it's AI.
It's a copyright thing, I'm sure.
But I look more Italian than Dom Giordano, and I have no Italian in me.
You know what? That is exactly my first thought.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's not big enough. You look like an Italian at 6'2" or something. Or an Albanian. You look more Albanian there. That's what it is.
I don't think you look taller than 5'8 in that picture.
Yeah, that's true. Not big enough there.
It looks more like I could be a brother of Luke and DJ than me myself.
Now, you can follow it on my Twitter, too, at DomShow1210. The Henry picture, though. Oh, my God. Looks like a bodybuilder that met, who was the mullet guy?
Kenny Powers?
No, the father of...
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Billy Ray Cyrus, Miley Cyrus, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a bodybuilder ate himself to death.
And what is all the piping alongside
there? So it's a, you want to explain the snorkel?
Yes.
Apparently I take enough vacations. Apparently they're all tropical enough that I get a nice snorkel and goggles.
And the other thing, Dom, is a razor, because as you can see, there's still hair on his chest.
Yeah, the hair is impressive there, right in the center, all the way down.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Please go like, subscribe, click that bell.
Yeah.
Get notified anytime we're live.
And the shorts are, I think, fitting.
Tropical.
All right.
I would wear those shorts.
Minnie, I don't know how you do it, but yeah. This is brilliant stuff. I don't know. The best is Henry's. We can't compete with that, Dan. This is so spot on.
We've got a request from Joe.
Yes.
Joe in Columbus, who says, Minnie, where's the special edition waxed summer Henry?
Yes, Minnie, if you want to work on that, maybe she hears people like Robert of Ben Salem. Maybe she has an artist touch, some of the regular Joe of Exton. I'm sure she can come up with something appropriate. That takes genius to do. I just... The accoutrements that go with it. That's
the
thing.
It's mostly
there.
AI, which is the sad part.
Okay. Yeah. Come on. Don't ruin this. The moment here.
Mystique.
Right. Yes.
Love you, Minnie.
Thank you, Minnie, so much. This is Prize. Wait until I show Ro. That's a real me, not what you see in front of you. It's AI. Well, AI
you
has
that,
some...
like, made up and actually turned into an action figure?
The hair, the pompadour is a little bit high in the front, too, with Henry. That's pretty. That's a lot of hair.
Yeah,
that's
accurate
as hell.
That's
a lot of hair.
How's the hair so right for you?
Yeah. And spelled the name right, the whole thing. Impressive. All right. We'll take calls here at 855-839-1210. That's
Don Geronimo.
How you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Your reaction to the head of SEPTA. The side question today going great guns. Something in public that is very disturbing that people may do. We've had some really good ones. Get your name into the hat. And I got a couple of other things to give you, too, before we get out of here. Hey, it's important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water. There's a lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap is crystal clear, all-natural water. Not only is it the best-tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind. Knowing that your family's water is pure and clean, the Martin Water Conditioning family, passionate about water, they will put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, fantastic. They'll come out to your home, test your water, recommend solutions that make sense for you. They love showing you taking the impurities out of the water. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. Dwayne's our guy. They all are good. Click on martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you. 800-887-7555.
Trust'em Will knows that we'll all eventually need a will. How about right now? Trust'em Will makes creating your will easy, like while you're lounging on the couch easy. Trust'em Will is designed by attorneys but customized by you, and all documents are state-specific and secure. Find your plan at TrustEmWill.com and use offer code RADIO now for 20% off. That's TrustEmWill.com, offer code RADIO. Trust'em Will is an online estate planning service. Visit TrustEmWill.com for details.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today.
Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Get ready for spring by making a statement in your home with beautiful, high-quality furniture from Bucks County Estate Traders. Browse over 16,000 pieces, all high-quality, famous brands, meticulously cared for and curated by our experts. Many pieces are even reupholstered by their talented team of craftsmen. You can furnish every room in your home with one trip to Bucks County Estate Traders. Their team of knowledgeable professionals provides a relaxed and rewarding experience. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or their showroom in Hatfield.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com or at your local CVS. Weather sponsored by Kitchen Magic.
A colder air mass settles in across the Delaware Valley. Today we'll have clouds with some sunshine. It'll be windy with a high temperature 10 degrees below average at 56. Tonight partly cloudy, diminishing wind, low near 40. And for Thursday, looking nice, plenty of sunshine, less windy and milder with a high 62.
Make magic happen with Kitchen Magic. Their experts will guide you every step of the way, from free in-home design consultation to top-notch installation. Right now, enjoy 40% off installation, 40% off the cost of installation. Visit KitchenMagic.com today.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We have our next Politics in Pints officially scheduled, and it's the Donald Trump's first 100 days in office theme of Politics in Pints. And it's coming up on Tuesday, May 6th at 7:30 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Tickets available, 1210WPHT.com.
Remember, Politics in Pints will be heavy on the pints, if you know what I mean. Thank you to the Colonial Theater.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app. Now back to the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, this is Dom Time, 855-839-1210. We've been so jammed up today, we haven't even played the best of Joe Biden, Henry. This is cut 7. Here's Biden returning last night. First of all, the music is still playing. He starts to talk. He couldn't figure out how to get off the stage pretty much again. And he had to go down memory lane with cut 7, talking about growing up in Scranton and black people.
And I'd never seen hardly any black people in Scranton at the time. I was only going in fourth grade. And I remember seeing the kids going by at the time called colored kids on a bus going by.
All right. But then he delivered, this will be Biden cut 14, talking about, I don't know if he did the whisper. He started with the whisper again. I couldn't tell if that was his patented whisper or he just was running out of gas. Here's what he said about the Trump administration.
Her cut or taken away would be devastating for millions of people. And the psychological pressure we put people under by having this debate is absolutely devastating. That's why we work so damn hard to make Social Security Administration stronger than it had been in years. And that's why I asked the governor to take over, by the way. But look what's happened now.
That's not even a golf clap. What are we on, the 16th hole at the Masters?
In 100 days, this new administration has made so much, done so much damage and so much destruction. It's kind of breathtaking it could happen that soon. They've taken a hatchet to the Social Security Administration, pushing an additional 7,000 employees, 7,000, out the door in that time.
All right, so the more this guy's out there, the more Jasmine Crockett's out there, the more the Van Hollen going to El Salvador, the more Cory Booker's out there. I know it's maddening, the better it is. By the way, we'll try to get him on tomorrow. This is starting to percolate, make some news. Dan Muser, who is a regular on the show, the congressman, had some comments on what today I think people still are not commenting enough on. This guy that attacked the governor's mansion, Shapiro, and he kind of pivoted. He was on a station in upstate Pennsylvania, I think. And I don't fully agree with him, you know, and I don't think he meant it this far, but he talked about Democrats have to own this whole thing with Palestinians, Gaza. But then he pivoted toward Shapiro and said, All he does is challenge Trump and be critical. I don't think I can't honestly say what Shapiro's done. As much as I'm opposed to Shapiro, almost as much as Krasner, and that's a lot for me to say. That he has been one of those voices that's out of control that causes to raise the temperature here. And Muser did concede what you have to concede. These people are deranged. And we cannot blame just, you know, any statement, even by public officials, when you have people like this. These guys are going off on their own thing. They're out of control. There are other instances with this guy. He's not stopped. He wasn't even stopped that night. And he got away. And he did tell the state police, I'm doing this for my brothers in Gaza. He told them that. Now, this hasn't been put out. The Inquirer doesn't want you to see that. It's not out there yet. This was Penn Live who got this from the arrest warrant. Why are we not having the arrest warrant with the prosecutor and the state police? They slow walk stuff. And then everybody forgot, oh, yeah, that's right. That happened with Shapiro. It should be out there as quickly as possible. These are big public matters. They're going to cost millions of dollars to fix that place. The state police screwed up here big time, big time. And the reason, the motive we now apparently have, or one of them, as best you can tell, it's about Gaza. It's anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic. The guy's got a beard that's vaguely resemblant of identifying with people that might be on that side of it. It looks like to me. Now, maybe he just grew it for other reasons. I'm not sure. It's all there. They want it to go away. I don't want it to go away. I want to get to the bottom of it. All right, it is the lightning round next. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do, you just push #1210. We'll get you on board. Hey, are you looking for a dentist that you can trust? Then there's only one place to go. My friend, my dentist, 10 years, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group in East Norriton. I've been telling you for years that patients come to Dr. Bentz from all over the area. The woman that came hadn't been to a dentist in eight years, listened to me, went to Dr. Bentz from Ocean City, still goes now as a patient. People come from Florida. The reason is Dr. Bentz, his team, the technology, the diagnostic ability has just a routine checkup to advanced treatments. You are going to get the very best diagnosis and help and plan. So if you want the smile that you've always wanted, get on the road to great dental health. You call the Bentz Dental Group at 610-272-6949. You can visit the website to see all this, BentzDentalGroup.com. And again, I can tell you the value. You can imagine, you know, when I choose a dentist, when I'm involved with a dentist, it's not great dental health also. But it's what I do. You need a big mouth to do this job. You have to be able to open it fully. And Dr. Bentz is very aware of that, very individualistic. Call him now. Get that initial appointment. 610-272-6949.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, it's the lightning round here. Dan, you think I have time to roll? Bernie from Kensington checking in. This isn't the Bernie,
he'd be
right?
A really good caller.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yo,
Bernie.
Yo, yo.
Yay, Bernie, tell me your defense of Krasner here.
Can you? Well, I'm not defending him. I just have a question. Weren't crimes on the SEPTA system, enforcement of them, taken away from the district attorney's office a year or two ago?
No. Let's be clear. They were not taken away. No, Bernie, let me explain.
Okay. It was a question. It wasn't
First of all, the prosecutor is slow in reacting. I didn't know he was there a year. That's a problem. But here's what the law was. Mm-hmm. Krasner can enforce those laws there. But if he doesn't, then the special prosecutor will enforce the laws.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, but on the SEPTA system, aren't the SEPTA police officers the ones that are watching the turnstiles and seeing, or the video or whatever,
yes,
to arrest the people that are fare hopping?
Yes,
have you seen these new turnstiles? They look like they cost about $10,000 each. Is that really a good investment and return on investment?
I will have to look. But thank you, Bernie. Sorry, call earlier, please. I'll go into more detail. The bottom line is this. They can arrest. Krasner won't prosecute. This is very similar to shoplifting. It's almost exactly the same thing. Look, I'm thrilled that this came up in the conversation. I haven't seen it anywhere else. Fare evasion. Another thing he will not do. All right, the Earl of Tacconi on Talk Radio 1210. Earl, what's your side today?
We're going to have to pass on my autism story again. But my story is, or side question, is I drive around the city a lot doing estimates. And to see a woman standing on the corner, I thought she was waiting for a bus. And she just stands there, hikes up her skirt, and urinates right there on the sidewalk.
Oh, man. Oh, yes. I've seen worse, Dan, going to jury duty. The other, when I had to do jury duty a few years back on a cold day in Center City.
Yeah.
So it can get worse.
Poop patrol.
Yeah, there you go. Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, what do you have?
Hey, Dom, I got to give kudos to Minnie, but I think
God.
She missed the boat.
Yeah.
She missed the boat. She should have made Dan's head bust out through the top of the packaging.
Ah, yes. There you go.
Too tall for
but that. But it was great.
That would be great.
Henry looked like a WWE figure.
I'll take that.
It was incredible. My side question answer is that guy you talk to all the time who really wants to overengage in a conversation, and when he's well beyond making his point, he's got to keep poking you in the shoulder.
Oh, yes.
90% of the time they're Italian, too, yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, Joe, we're having lunch down there at Mulligan's. I'm going to be poking you a lot.
Yeah.
Grab me on the shoulder, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you on that. All right. Thank you, Joe. The Joe of Exton. Here's a guy who wouldn't be poking. He's got too much class for that. Joe, what's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. The behavior I find despicable is a person will be walking down the side of the highway, and a motorist, for some unknown odd reason, will turn off the highway and strike the person walking.
Oh.
Rather than simply driving past them without incident.
On purpose?
On purpose.
That's what it seems like.
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you, Joe. That is pretty disturbing. All right. We had so many great ones today and so much to recap. My God. I don't know. Dan, do you have one or two that really popped
here? I have two. The chip double dipper and the physical speaker of Joe in Columbus, I think, are the two.
That's the two that I wrote down. But you know what? I have one that really does shine out of those two. I won't say it yet. Henry?
It's just, I think, I don't know, something I can't believe they do in public. I can't believe people would hit pedestrians with their cars.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I'm going to go with the double dipper.
The chip double dipper?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Seinfeld bias or whatever, but Robert nailed it. If you're doing that, would people say anything? I would hope. But Joe, great one. No pointing when we're at Mulligan's. No hitting on the shoulder. Great stuff today. Great producing.
Are we talking Joe of Exton hitting on the shoulder or Joe of Columbus?
Joe of Columbus.
Okay.
Joe of Columbus. And if you do Joe of Columbus, remember, great hair, Minnie. Make Dan's head come out of that box.
Different hittings of the shoulder.
That's what we need. Richie always next to carry forth for four big hours. Check this all out at Dom Show 1210. The mini renderings here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.